Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
You're just in time to help me turn the mattress.
Well, at least that's a change. I'm usually just in time to yell at the kids.
Oh, Ward, look. A pair of beaver socks and they're all soggy. Now, why would he put them there?
Well, if he put them in the clothes hamper, you'd know that he got his feet wet.
Here.
What is this, mattress turning day or something?
No, Beaver has a friend coming over to spend the weekend. I'm going to put him in here. I'm going to put Wally in the guest room tonight.
Oh. Well, who's Beaver's friend's coming over? Whitey? Gilbert?
No, Jackie Waters.
Oh, yeah. He just lived down the street from us when we were over on Maple Drive. I haven't heard of him in years. Isn't he the delightful little fellow who dropped the ice cream bar on our new rug?
No. He was the one that was always so polite. Remember, he was always shaking hands? And he called you Mr. Clover.
Oh, sure. I remember him now. His mother looked a little like Susan Hayward.
Well, you never mentioned that when we lived there.
I didn't dare. Have you told Wally we're moving him out yet?
No, honey, but Wally won't care. Thank you, Wally.
Heck, I don't care if Beaver has a friend over. I mean, if you want to let him mess up my room and turn it into a pig pen, that's okay with me.
Jackie's not a pig. When he used to go to my school, he used to get stars for neatness.
Wally, I'm sure Beaver and his friend are not going to turn your room into a pig pen.
I don't know about that, Dad. Did you see where Beaver stuck his dirty socks? Under my mattress?
Good heavens, Wally. If you knew they were there, why didn't you do something?
Well, gee, Mom, I didn't want to make a whole big deal out of a couple dirty socks in my bed.
Shall we get on with our food, if we can?
Hey, Beaver, this is Jackie Waters. Isn't he the kid with the teeth?
Most of my friends got teeth.
No, I mean the teeth that kind of overlap each other. You know, when he'd take a bite out of an apple, he'd make a mark like a pair of pliers.
Yeah, that's a kid.
Well, what do you and your friend have planned for the weekend, Beaver?
Oh, we're going to do all sorts of stuff we used to do when we lived near each other. He's the only friend I got from the olden days.
Well, you and Jackie were great friends. Well, there for a while, you must have eaten half your meals at his house.
Sure, Mom. More fun eating at another guy's house. Even if sometimes they do serve stuff you don't like. Hey, Dad, could you fix up a tire swing like we had at the other house?
Yeah, I suppose I could.
I remember when you and Jackie used to spin yourselves around in that thing till you got sick.
Yeah, I want to have fun like that again.
Well, I hope you don't spend your whole weekend doing that.
Oh, no. We're going to look for buried treasure and go over the pond and catch pollywogs and do all kinds of neat stuff we used to do.
Would you boys mind taking your dishes out?
Okay, Mom.
Sure, Mom.
Beaver, who's bringing your friend Jackie over tomorrow?
I think his mom and his pa.
Oh, his mother's coming over. Isn't that nice, Ward?
Ha, ha, ha.
What happened to your teeth?
My teeth?
Yeah, they used to overlap.
We had Jackie's teeth straightened, Beaver.
Yeah, spent $1,200 on me.
Boy, you got more money in your mouth than most people got in the bank.
It was so nice of you to ask Jackie over.
Well, it's our pleasure. Beaver's been so excited.
Yeah, and Jackie, that's all he's talked about for days.
Come on, Jack, you can change into your dirty clothes up in my room.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute, son. You mind Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver and do as they say, right?
Don't worry, Dad. I won't act like I do at home.
Well, I'm sure Jackie will be in no trouble at all.
We're going to get along just fine.
Good. Bye-bye,
Mom.
Be a good boy.
Bye, Dad.
We'll be back tomorrow around noon to pick you up.
Noon? By the time we have breakfast and go to Sunday school, there won't be time to mess around.
Can't he stay all day tomorrow, Mr. Waters?
Yeah, can I, Dad?
Oh, we don't want to impose on Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Geez, gotta stay more than one day. My mom put clean sheets in the bed and everything.
It's no imposition at all.
No, it certainly isn't.
Actually, if they do everything Beaver has planned, it'll take a couple of weeks.
Well, in that case, we'll pick you up tomorrow evening, son. Let's say 6 o'clock.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mr. Waters.
Bye, Mom, Dad.
Come on, Jack. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Very wonderful.
Ben,
say
lovely to see you again.
Thanks a lot.
Don't worry about him. Bye.
Poor Jackie, I saw your teeth getting straightened.
I've grown a couple feet.
You haven't changed a bit.
Say, Mrs. Beef, what do you think different about you is your hair?
Maybe that's not kind of my mom makes me comb it every day.
Yeah, that's probably what's wrong with it. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Squirt.
He hasn't changed a bit either.
Well, did you get the swing up for Beaver?
Yeah, I found an old tire out in the garage, and we hung it from one of the big trees in the backyard.
Yeah, while Dad was going after the ladder, I shinnied up the tree with the rope in my teeth.
Well, just like Douglas Fairbanks.
Douglas Fairbanks? Who's that? Some guy you used to know that climbed trees all the time?
Douglas Fairbanks was a big star in silent pictures.
Silent pictures? Oh, yeah, they show them every once in a while on TV for laughs.
Dear, you think Jackie will have a good time with Beaver?
Oh, I suppose so. Boy, he has sort of grown up, though, hasn't he?
I guess we all have. Still think his mother looks like Susan Hayward?
Well, to tell you the truth, dear, I'm at the age where even Susan Hayward doesn't look like Susan Hayward anymore.
Fun for you either?
Uh-uh. Gee, I didn't feel anything. At the other house, I used to feel scary and seasick and all kinds of neat stuff. Yeah.
Well, Wally, where you been?
I was over at Eddie Haskell's. Then his father started yelling at him, so I came home.
Oh, what was he yelling at him about?
Heck, he doesn't need a reason. All he has to do is take one look at Eddie, and then he starts yelling.
Well, why didn't Eddie tell his father that he wasn't doing anything?
Heck, if he does that, his father's liable to hit him for answering back or something.
Oh. Did you see Beaver and Jackie outside anywhere?
Yeah, they're outside throwing rocks in the old fish pond.
They having fun?
Well, they look dirty enough to be having fun.
What's the matter, Beaver? I thought we was having fun.
Yeah, I guess we were. But I'm tired of playing Korea.
Yeah, that was a pretty popular war when you lived at your old house. Hey, Beaver, you want to get a couple of dead rats and go over to the park to throw them at girls?
Nah. The way I feel, the fun's even gone out of dead rats.
Hey, Beaver, I'm not having much fun.
Me either.
How come we're not having as much fun as we used to?
I don't know. Guess it's on a kind of a growing up.
Yeah.
Well, how's it coming?
Supper will be ready soon. Are the boys still outside?
No, Beaver's up in his room. I think he's working on one of his models.
It's nice that he and Jackie are getting along so well.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Jackie's downstairs in the study reading a book.
They have a fight?
No, I sure hope not. They were so enthusiastic this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
That's all right, Wally.
Mom, do you know the Beaver's upstairs goofing off and his friends in the den moping?
No, I don't think it's that bad, Wally. But do you think they had a fight or anything?
Nah, I think they just got tired of each other.
Golly. Suppose they spend the whole weekend not speaking to each other. What are we going to do?
Well, I guess you and Dad will just have to sweat it out until 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Wally, I wish you wouldn't use words like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
perspire it out.
Talking about you.
Mom, can I have some syrup for my French toast?
Well, of course you can, Beaver. But where's your friend? Isn't he coming down for breakfast?
He says he doesn't feel good.
Was he sick?
Oh, he's not bathroom sick. He's just lying down sick. Pass some milk, please.
I better go up and see how he is.
Uh-oh, Mom. Jackie's one of those kids that gets tired of stuff real fast. Well, as soon as he gets tired of being sick, he'll be down.
Well, that's good. Because if he died up there, they'd think it was our fault.
Sunday school. Can I go over to Whitey's?
Whitey's? What about your friend Jackie?
Well, he can read a book or something.
Oh, now wait a minute, Beaver. You invited a friend over and it's your duty to entertain him. You can't just go running off.
Yes, sir.
Beaver, look, I'll make some more French toast and you go up and see if he won't come down.
Okay.
Ward, we just can't have Jackie having a miserable weekend. I think you should see that Beaver and he have a good time.
Well, I was going to play golf. Well, I guess this is more important. Say, Wally, maybe we could get up some sort of game with him, huh?
Oh, well, gee, Dad, I was thinking of going over to Eddie Haskell's house.
I'd sure appreciate your sticking around and helping me, Wally.
Well, okay, but... like I say, it's going to be a long time until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, getting closer there. It's fine. Well, now we'll have to see what the opposition can do. Here you are. I think he had the wind with him on that, huh, Jack? Oh, come on. Oh, we'll give him to the champ. See how he makes out. Hey, not bad, not bad.
Oh, what time is it, Mr. Cleaver?
Oh, let's see. It's just 1 o'clock, Jackie. Time sure passes fast when we're having a good time, huh, fellas?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Come on, will you throw your other dart?
Well, partner, we're 20 points behind. Just going to have to make it up on this next round, huh? All right, partner. Here you are.
Hey, he went in the house, Dad.
Yeah, I think he was tired of having such a good time.
You think they'll enjoy going to movies?
Well, honey, we can't have them sitting in separate rooms ignoring each other until 6 o'clock.
All right. I'll take them. What's a good show for them to see?
Here we are. Flowers of Spring. Now, that sounds like a happy picture. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Adults Only. Filmed in Sweden.
Well, try the Orpheum. They have a children's matinee.
Orpheum. Jungle Massacre and Wayward Girls Go to Town. Also, Donald Duck.
Well, see, what's the Beaux-Arts?
Oh, they have a lovely triple bill. Planet of Doom, Vampire Valley, and Kongorilla.
Well, it can't be as bad as the titles. We'll give them a try.
Beaver!
Ward? Honey, pretend you enjoy the pictures, even if you don't.
Oh, sure. I'll laugh all the way through Planet of Doom.
You want something, Dad?
Yeah, Beef. How about I take you kids to the movies this afternoon?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, boy, that'd be neat, Dad.
I thought we'd see Vampire Valley, Planet of Doom, and Kongorilla.
Gee, that'd be neat. I've only seen those movies once already.
All right, fine. You and Jackie get your coats on, then, and we can get going.
Oh, Jackie can't come on account. He's waiting for his parents.
Oh, they're not going to pick him up until 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes, they are. He called them about a half hour ago, and they're on their way over to get him now.
He called them?
Yeah, but I'll get my coat anyways.
No, no, no. Just a minute here. You'd have to be polite and wait until his parents come to pick him up.
Well, Couldn't Mom wait and be polite? I said goodbye to him already.
I'll wait.
Yes, sir. But boy, Dad, you would have liked Vampire Valley. It's got more blood in it than any other picture I've ever seen.
Oh, Ward, it's a shame about Beaver's whole weekend not working out.
How do you think I feel? I'm missing Vampire Valley.
Hey, Dad, if Beaver's not going to use that swing, would it be okay if I sold the tire to Lumpy for a couple bucks?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Wally. We're just waiting for Jackie's parents to pick him up in a little while.
Why, what a break. How'd you guys work that?
Are you sure you feel all right, Jackie?
Yeah, I just felt kind of sick a while ago.
I'm sure it wasn't anything he ate, Mrs. Waters.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't. I just hope he wasn't any trouble.
Oh, no, it was a pleasure having him.
Yes, he was a perfect gentleman.
Oh, we just can't thank you enough. Say thank you for a nice time to Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, Jackie.
Thanks for a nice time, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
You're entirely welcome.
Invite him over again sometime.
Come on over again sometime. You come over and see us sometimes, too. Okay.
Well, thanks again for everything, folks.
Well, it was our pleasure.
Well, it was very nice having you. We can have lunch
sometime.
Well, thanks very much. Goodbye, Jackie. See you soon again. Goodbye, Jackie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gee, I don't think Beaver's gonna want any supper. He's up in his room moping like when you used to make him go to dancing school.
Oh, Ward, he's had a very upsetting weekend. Why don't you go on up and talk to him?
Sure.
Dear, be gentle and understanding.
Well, of course.
Well, sure, Mom. What do you think Dad is, a monster or something?
Thank you, Wally.
Hey, Mom. You know, that Jackie Waters, he sure is a goofy kid.
Why do you say that?
Well, I looked in the den yesterday, and he was sitting there reading a book.
Come in.
I guess you're a little upset, aren't you, Beaver?
Sure, Dad. I planned all week on having such a good time with Jackie, and it just turned out creepy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Beav, what happened to you and Jackie is something that happens to all of us at some time or other.
You mean sometimes when grown-ups get together, they don't have a good time either?
Well, something like that. You see, Beaver, in life, things change.
Well, Jackie changed. Since he got his teeth straightened, he can't even bite an apple funny anymore.
Well, he's changed more than that, Beaver. And so have you.
Me?
Sure you have. You take all those things you were planning to do, like swinging in the tire and playing war. Well, those things couldn't possibly be as much fun as they used to be, now that you're older.
Gee, Dad. You mean I'll never have any fun hollering through a drain pipe or looking for pollywogs anymore?
Well, I'm afraid it'll never be as much fun as it once was, Beaver.
Well, gee, Dad, all we said growing up was the neatest thing that could happen to a guy.
Oh, well, growing up is a pretty neat thing, Beaver, if you really grow up. And it's all right to look back on the good times you had. Only thing is, when you try to relive them, somehow they're never quite as good the second time round.
Yeah, I guess that's like parking your gum on the windowsill overnight and then trying to chew it some more the next morning.
Yeah. I guess maybe it is, Beaver. And you know, the sad thing is, there are some men my age who are still trying to be little boys.
You mean I've stopped being a little boy?
Oh, no, of course not. Only thing is, don't be too surprised if you wake up some morning and find yourself stuck with being a man.
Oh. Sometimes at night, I like to try and imagine me being a man, but I just can't figure myself walking around in a big overcoat and having kids being scared of me and all that stuff.
Well, I couldn't either when I was your age, Beaver. But I'll tell you something. A man never gets so old that he forgets how it was being a little boy.
Well, I guess that's how come you didn't get mad at me and Jackie when you messed up your weekend, huh, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was, Beef. Well, come on, let's go down and get some supper, huh?
Okay.
Hey, Wally, that Jackie kid left his toothbrush and a whole tube of toothpaste.
So what?
Well, do you think I'd call him and tell him?
Nah. Any kid that's got $1,200 worth of teeth probably got a couple dozen toothbrushes.
Yeah. You know, my teacher, Miss Landers, says that in the old days, people didn't used to brush their teeth. They just let them get rotten until they fell out.
Well, yeah, but people didn't live so long in the olden days either. They usually kicked the bucket about the same time their teeth gave out.
Yeah. Pretty neat the way it works, isn't it? Hey, what you reading?
It's Edgar Allan Poe, Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Are you enjoying it?
Well, I would be enjoying it, except I'm reading it for English class. You had a pretty crummy weekend, didn't you?
Yeah. I was thinking it was going to be so neat.
Yeah, well, you kind of watch that stuff, thinking things are going to be neat. Because when you think they're going to be neat, that's usually when they turn out to be nothing.
Maybe next time I'll think it's going to be nothing, and then it'll turn out real neat. Hey, Wally.
Yeah?
Why do people choose to have elective surgery? To improve their physical appearance? No, to get lots of attention and lots of presents. At least that's why Beaver wants to go under the knife in episode 137, Beaver's Tonsils. It's next on TV Land.